KB7OLD monitoring.
Good morning, Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the Northern Michigan Link system.
Good morning. I didn't get your call. This is Ted, KB7OLD. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. The call is Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. No, we talked a couple months ago. My name is Jim, Juliet India Mike, living over in Leelanau County. It's kind of chilly out, but I'm waiting for spring.
Yeah, aren't we all? Sorry about that. Didn't recognize the voice. Yeah, I'm tired of this winter.
Yeah, the slushy snow we had last week, well, it caused a few problems over here. A couple of big trees fell down on my prized apple trees. So this spring I get to dig in and replace a couple of my older trees and that got crushed by the falling trees. And I'm going to plant some new apple trees. How does that sound like a spring project?
That definitely sounds like one. I know what you mean, though. We had a branch fall, God, I think it was last winter, and it did a lot of damage. Those old trees, they can do some damage.
Yeah, well, it was an interesting snowstorm last week. You know, normally we don't get winds from the north that carry snow, but we did. And it kind of overloaded these older trees, and these were some 60, 70 foot high. Well, one was a white pine, and I don't know what the other tree was that it took down with it, but it crushed a bunch of stuff when it landed on the ground, including my HF antenna. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it'll do it. Yeah, we put a metal rope on our house, like, I think 2 falls ago, and, my dog hides every time it slides off the rope, but at least I don't have to rake it.
Yeah, it's always kind of humorous to watch dogs run up on top of a slippery roof. That's interesting.
Well, I'm at my QTH. I'm going to head in and go to bed. Nice talking to you again. KB7, do you... OLD. I'll be clear in your final.
All right, sir. Hey, we'll listen for you tomorrow morning, 4-ish in the morning or so, whenever you get up and out of work. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. 7-3. Have a good day.
Hey, GMH Mobile.
Morning, Drake.
Hey,
roads better up there this morning?
Oh yeah, most of the snow's gone now.
Oh, my microphone's stuck.
I don't know what the hell happened there, but that was weird.
I'm not gonna ask what you've been doing with your microphone if it was stuck. Over?
Well, I figured it out. Just whack it against the steering wheel and it stops.
I don't wanna know what you're whacking and why your microphone's stuck.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my. Boss finds out about that. That's not going to be good.
Yep. Oh, well, I'm off to Petoskey this morning. And then if I hear back from the second customer, I'll be headed over to Boyne City. If not, then I'm going back to Travers. So we'll see how it goes up there.
Sounds like you get around. Just on my way back to Canada today, over to Brantford. UP. Hopefully the bridge isn't too backed up coming back today. I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour away yesterday.
That kind of sucks. Anyway. Yep. I got this, this truck next to me. It's an old Dodge, and I can tell it has a manifold leak because it sounds like it's farting very slowly.
Oh boy. Yeah, they just don't make them bolts and they go into the head and blast like they used to. Quite a few vehicles that pops the heads off the bolts or snaps them flush off. Never used to have that problem when they had steel heads instead of aluminum.
You could just make the bolts a little longer. Give it some more thread to grab onto, more surface area, and then it won't really do that. But anyway, I don't know. Oh, yeah, when I get back to Traverse today, I got to investigate the car. Got some parasitic draw on the battery, and it just randomly appeared. It's not the battery. Well, it might be the battery, but very unlikely because it's less than 5 months old. I had to almost jump it yesterday morning, but it just barely cranked to life, and the low voltage really made a lot of the electronic modules angry, and I had to clear a bunch of codes in order for it to be happy again. This morning, it was dead enough to the point where it wouldn't crank. It would just click, so I had to jump it, clear all the codes again because the voltage was low. And yeah. I have no idea what it could be, but I gotta figure it out one way or another. I thought it was because I left the radio on, but I've done that before. I've left the radio on over like an entire week, and it's still cranked up like nothing. And that was on the old battery too. So I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be a bad cell on the battery. I've had that before, even on newer batteries. Get the bad cell in there, and then you don't really know it until you test it, and then the battery fails in the test. It's like, yeah, all this time, it's been a bad cell on the battery. Hopefully it's something simple for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is just the battery or something like that. I don't really want to tear that entire thing apart right now. So, but we'll see. The battery is in the trunk, which makes it kind of a pain in the butt sometimes to replace it. But, anyway. I don't know, we'll see. I wonder, it might be the amp for the subwoofer drawing current. I don't know. I'll pull the fuse on it. And, whatever. I'll have to check the current draw. When it's off. If anything above a half amp, then that's a problem.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all about the bass, no trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, this thing has a premium, some added to it, so, I get all of that.
How you doing on an MTR-3000?
I've got it in my possession. I need to figure out what's going on with 3.5 first. I haven't had really had a chance to mess with it yet. But I've been prepared, and we can make that an MI-5 machine. If I can't repair 3.5, then I'm going to have to drop that 3000 for that and make something work for it.
Like you might be getting it into your string. I just had to slap a couple mobiles together and use that for 3.5.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll do that if I can find a UHF amplifier. But if I can't find a UHF amp, I don't really know how much I want to do that. So that was a good use. day entirely. Has me a little bit more worried.
Yeah, you got a weird noise in there, but I'm not really a person, but... You kind of faded out just about, couldn't hear you, and then you come back, so I don't know what's going on there.
That exhaust fan must be on again, so, all right, catch you later. Anyway.
Good day, chat at you later. Give me a dust up here.
KD8 is BYW mobile monitoring.
WAETC.
Hey, DOH Mobile.
Good afternoon, Mr. Drake. We'll give you a little entertainment as you drive along. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Mr. Jim, how are things?
Hey, well, we're kind of recovering from last week's snowstorm, and waiting for the next one, I guess.
I would rather there not be a next one.
That's kind of true. I'm kind of ready to get out in my yard and restore things that had issues with the last snowstorm. It knocked down a bunch of trees, which, you know, the big trees hit the little trees, and little trees hit my apple orchard, and that was not nice.
Well, that's no fun. Hopefully once this stuff goes away, you can get that all taken care of. I'm just ready for it to be warm.
Yeah, and on a ham radio basis, it also took out my fan dipole, which is my 80-10 various wire dipoles that all provided most of my HF coverage. So all I've got left is my 160 and my off-center fed dipole. So I've only got two of my three antennas left up there.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a 80-meter dipole right now, but I'm going to swap it out for an NFED. That's at my parents' place still. I want to swap it out for the NFED and get it up the other end of it up a little bit higher, because the 80-meter dipole was a last-minute, I need just something that works, that I threw together. So the NFED will work a little bit better and probably tune up a lot better, being that it'll be actually further off the ground, because it doesn't really tune up that nicely.
Yeah, if it's only 10 feet off the ground or something, it ends up being narrow-banded, let's put it that way. Which is okay, as long as you want to work in just a little narrow piece of the band.
Or just use a tuner and have a really inefficient antenna.
Hey, nothing like loading up a resistor to transmit, huh?
Yeah, let's turn all that that energy that I just turned into RF back into heat.
Yeah, I think that's what I do on most of my antennas, on the transmit side. On the receive side, did I ever tell you about my beverage receive antennas?
Yeah, I wish I had a radio that I could actually hook up at a separate receive antenna to. The 7300 only has a single antenna port, doesn't have a receive antenna port like my 590 did. I kind of miss having that radio, it was really nice.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Like I said, you know I'm operating on the 590 also, which is kind of nice because you can actually got three antenna ports, a receive antenna and then two transmit antennas. So it does all the switching for you. You don't have to worry about transmit-receive switching, which you probably would if you wanted to use your 7300.
Yeah, it's whatever, I guess, at this point. But anyway, at least I've got the 939 MFJ tuner hooked up to it with the interface cable, so I can use that external tuner. The only thing that's kind of annoying is that usually to tell when it tunes up decently, the tuner actually beeps. And if I hear it any more than three beeps, that means that match is useless. I've had to press the tune button. You can't really see what the SWR is by the end of by the time it's done tuning on the remote software because it just goes so quickly. I always have to end up keying it up in like CW or AM or something without any modulation just to see if it actually got a good match.
Yeah, that doesn't have like a tune button that just transmits at 5 watts. That's what a lot of the radios have. You know, speaking of which, you know, I've got an LDG 600-watt automatic tuner. Gosh, I've never even used it. I should consider putting that up for the Cadillac swap, I think.
I would certainly do that. You could get some decent money for it. So, anyway. Well, I made it back to Traverse. And we're going to see what else I've got left to do for the day.
Oh, were you mission accomplished over at... it was yesterday. You were at the Leland EOC, or Leland 911 Center. Everything A-OK for my county here, or your ex-county?
Yes, everything's all good. It was just an annual PM and all that stuff, so... You probably heard me on them. Well, if you had your scanner on, you probably heard me on 45.com a couple times.
Yeah, I did. I heard you driving, I can't remember whether you were going, you were on this, not this frequency. I think you went over to 1.4, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, well, hey, I figured I'd give you a call and give you some entertainment as you were driving. I really got nothing else to say here.
All good. I'm just going to keep on driving south here, and eventually I'll get to my destination. Hey, DMH Mobile.
Hey, it's Travels, ACADG. Putting the radio on scan mode, going back to making lunch, so that's my next project. 7-3.
WABUH Mobile. And 9 AOP WABUH.